see what I think. If they stay together, you might have a good best.
Have the recorder on.
Recorder's on. Recorder's on. Happy. What today is? February 18th day. Day after Valentine's Day?
That'd be the 15th would have been the day after Valentine's Day.
Yes, I'm still celebrating it, Hector.
So much love I feel in the room, Mr. Chairman. So much love.
My wife does too.
Out of respect right now, I'm going to just let that go.
Well, we got to have fun today because we have half hour to talk about one item, which is resolution number 70.
How about we try to do something weird and just not talk that long on it? How about that?
Well, if anyone's getting out of hand, I'll make sure that right. Goes.
Good enough.
All right, here we have resolution number 70. We held it. We asked the two commissioners to come in today to answer some of the concerns and questions that we do have. Fawn basically has given us some information that everyone has regarding the different year from 2009 to 2014. Basically, the hours went from 35 hours to 37 and a half hours during that period of time. Is that correct?
Can you repeat that?
Basically, their hours, when they went up for an increase, it went from 35 hour a week to 37 and a half hour a week.
Which year?
That was the year from 2012.
11 to 12?
Yep.
But when it says, Commissioner of Elections, I wasn't sure if that was county
executive. All right. And then.
Is it Commissioner of Elections or County Executive?
That was County Executive. Had recommended that the salary go down. That's why the recommendation is down.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But then they not only didn't take their hours down, they took their hours up, so that's when they got the raise.
But it said the CE. Is that the county executive recommended changing the hours?
Yes.
And do we have 2008? Is 2008 also 72,428?
I didn't have that year's budget, no. Personnel budget.
I was going to say, do you have approximate?
I don't, because the 2009 managers did get a raise.
Tom or Vic, you know what it is?
I don't have anything on there.
2008 salary?
I wasn't there, so.
Do I know? I couldn't put it in my head, no luck.
Okay.
Hector, just asked.
Curiosity.
I can get that to you, Hector.
Okay.
All right, so basically you are on a 37 and a half hour week, is that correct?
That is correct.
And we haven't moved the resolution yet?
No, we have not moved the resolution. So someone move it first for discussion, resolution 70. Moved by Rich, second by Jim. All right, on discussion. Tom, Vic, you want to say anything regarding
We're here because we were requested to be here.
Okay, you were here because there were some concerns about your salary, that you got an increase on 2012. There are some people that basically thought that you got a very nice increase from 11 to 12, and that, why are you asking for another increase? They could totally understand, the other people getting increases.
And if I may add, Mr. Chairman,
yes,
because it's one of the people, we also, I think, also probably want to then also understand how we did on labels, because if memory serves, at one point the increase was sort of tied to the sale of labels, I think, for like a nickel a piece. Or
let's talk about your concerns then. Is that the majority of concerns? Are we good with that?
One concern. I don't know about the majority, but that's one concern.
All right, let's start. If you remember, our increase was a salary adjustment. That's all it was back then. The list came out, we had a new form of government. The list came out, the election commissioners were at the bottom of the list. Your manager's list had deputies and department heads. Okay? We asked for that salary adjustment. All right? Part of that salary adjustment then was tied into requests from members of this legislature to try to raise revenues by charging for printing, which we had never done before. Printing includes copies, labels, CDs, et cetera, et cetera. So we offset to a degree those increases for the salary adjustments with the increased revenue. Okay? Now, you will also remember the year it was implemented, discussion came up because one of the major printing jobs, so to speak, that we do are the lists for the various committees of the major parties, your Democrats, Republicans, Conservatives, Working Families, Independents Party members. It was agreed upon that that might not be a good idea to charge them for those lists because they are using those lists to carry petitions for elected officials, of which you're all sitting here and you know you all have to take petitions around and that's what they do for you. So we did not charge them for those lists. But there was no worry there because we were offsetting that loss of revenue with controlled costs. Ulster County, the commissioners in Ulster County, and I don't have to back this up, you guys can check with the state if you want. We instituted some programs here that have actually went statewide in our training process and our hiring process. If you will look at our budgets over the last 3 years, you'll see that we have turned back money every year to you and stayed under budget, not only in the 1176 department, but in the 1177 department, which is your chargebacks to your towns. We are here to serve you. Serving you includes your towns that you represent. We meet with those supervisors. We meet on your behalf as part of the county. Okay? So we have basically did everything that was requested. We asked for a little respect back then. We thanked you for that respect. If you look at the list now of department heads and deputies, we're still near the bottom. But at least we're not off the sheet. So now there's been a 2% raise for managers. The managers in this county, and this is my own personal point of view, I'm not speaking for Elliot or Vic or Bert or any of the other managers in this room, but I think the managers are long overdue for a raise for what we do for Ulster County. Your CSEA has been getting their raises, and I know that's a union, and that's a tough deal right there, and I appreciate what you do with the unions. I also know that over the course of the last 6 months between the union's increase in the budget, the sequestered funds for the manager's raises, you know, that's a significant amount of money. I understand that. I just feel that the two commissioners definitely do deserve that 2%. Here to put any more questions to rest, any other concerns to rest as to what we do, who we serve, and why we want the raises. So.
I think, Tom, you know, I don't think anyone's questioned what you do or how you do it at your department. It's what you're doing. I mean, I have not heard that in our conversations. But I think in the future, as you go forward, when you do have meetings with municipalities, local municipalities, I think you should probably inform the legislators that serve that area to basically tell them that you're going down there to meet with them and actually invite them to the meeting, because sometimes, a lot of times, legislators find out after the fact that what's happening, what's not happening, and they get, you know, from the local people. So if you include them, it would be much advantageous.
No, we don't invite ourselves. The municipalities invite us. So we will be happy to say, well, you invite Rich, and you invite Hector, mm-hmm. Tracy, wherever we might be. That we get invited usually through the Association of Towns or some town supervisors.
But, I mean, if you're having a meeting within a municipality, I think it would be very advantageous to invite whoever represents that area.
No problem with that.
Hector?
Okay. So where are we at with labels in terms of where we're supposed to be?
That's your revenue item for...
Juan, do we have a copy of the budget right here, by the way?
2770. So we budgeted 13. I think we raised 3 to 4 every year. But that's because our costs are now reduced. Not only do we not do the printing or charge for the printing of the list, as I mentioned earlier, for the various committee people, but we also have more people buying CDs, which we direct them to, and then we have less paper costs, so we've reduced the cost of paper. It's like 37 one year and 43 another year.
Tracy?
Well, okay, so if I could just back up. I wasn't here at the time, but my understanding or what's been relayed to me was that at the time, when you were asking for this raise, that it was you, I don't mean you personally, but whoever, from either you and Vic or someone from your department said that you were going to offset your raises with this revenue. You just represented that legislators asked for the revenue. So was there a legislative request at that time for
Individual legislators who have spoken to us at their various times. because that asked didn't, why we didn't charge for her, and we said we could.
So. I mean, that I find, because in the same way that you point out that the lists are, directly benefit, I mean, we're elected officials, and people carry our petitions, but also who else but elected officials are asking for labels other than people who want to be elected officials, you know, so I think unless a legislator put in a request with their name attached to it, the request came from you, regardless
because I was here, that basically they said that we wouldn't try to offset these increases by implementing something along the lines of charging or back charging whoever took the various lists, CDs, or whatever the case may be, and you know, the legislative body agreed to implement that.
So the question is, I don't know what book Hector's looking at, but the question is, what in 2012, what was the budgeted line? Because that would have been the year that would have been. $13,000 in 2012 it was budgeted.
Do you want
and
the
it came in
budget?
So
one year it came in at three something, the next year it came at four.
That's the issue that we raised earlier, is that that number did not offset, it didn't come to fruition.
Well, there were two reasons for that I just mentioned.
Regardless of the reasons.
Regardless of your reasons, okay, if you're basing it solely on the revenues, then you totally misunderstood what we presented for our salary adjustment. And you weren't here, so I'm not saying you did.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, but if anybody else did, then they totally misunderstood what we did. Because if you look then at your expenditure items, because we then had people take CDs, we reduced our cost along the lines of paper, toner, et cetera, for making copies. So there's a twofold issue.
Thomas.
Hector?
Thank you. So I was waiting for him to recognize me. Sorry. And Tom, that may be what other legislators did or didn't understand. I voted against it, as you recollect, at the time, because I didn't really see us being able to recapture enough money to go and pay for any sort of increases at that point based off of things like labels or anything of that nature. And yes, per what, Tom, your recollection of the 2011 budget, and again, I'm assuming, by the way, it's in the other unclassified revenue is where you were accounting for. So it goes from 2011 actual of 1,193, 2012 actual of 3,250, and in the 2013 adopted, $13,000.
Right. At which we raised 4,000 and something.
4,645.
We didn't start charging for printing until 2012. That's why your numbers went up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would not go and say that this legislature was assuming that you weren't going to charge the Democratic or Republican parties for their labels. I think there was an assumption that you probably would be charging labels, because I think that's partly where we thought the revenue was going to come from.
Well, so it wasn't just labels. You're hung up on labels.
No, but that was the one that was the lead item. I remember, because CDs, I think there was a certain number of CDs, I guess, that you guys had estimated that you guys had burned already.
At that time, the labels were already being charged for. All right? Printing, the copying was not being charged for.
Mm-hmm. Well,
the copying was the big item. That was the big ticket, so to speak.
Ridge?
We've always charged for labels.
Ridge?
Thanks. And this isn't directed at the Board of Elections. It's just a, Vicki just explained to me why these six positions, because they have fixed terms, which I didn't know why they were on it, and not some other Commissioner of Finance, Emergency Services. But if everybody got 2%, it's more of a technicality, the reason they didn't get the 2%. This should just, this should be just like house work, you know, just kind of clearing up a oversight, or because of the way.
Who didn't get the 2%?
All the other managers got 2%.
Yeah.
Well, if that passes, this to me, if that's going to pass, why wouldn't this pass? Or if that fails, then this should pass.
Well,
we got a
2% for all the other managers. The six that you see before you, like Vicki probably mentioned, this has to go to a public hearing because of the guidelines that are according to the state, fixed term. That's still 2% too.
No, I understand that. But to me, they're all the same class. If you're going to get 1-2%...
No, that's not the question here, Rich. The question is, back in 2012, there was an increase to the Board of Elections.
A big jump.
Okay, then that's the question. And then Why are they getting another increase now if they got one back then? I mean, that was a question that I heard from last week's meeting.
Oh, and in addition, I think we also wanted to kind of, I think, have the discussion that we're having now about the part of this was with anticipated additional revenues. That was another piece of this. Okay. So that's why we're having that discussion. That's it.
Okay.
That's
all.
Carl, then.
No, that's
cool. Carl?
I'm trying to understand this because I was here in 2012. And we're all commissioners. I'm looking at the other commissioners here, and they've all gotten hefty raises throughout the year. Do you know what your rate, what the percentage was from 2009?
I can't give you
6.9%.
I can't give you that for percentage.
No, I calculated 6.9%. Okay, that's not 2% a year. That's like 1.15% a year.
We didn't get 2% a year. Here's what we basically...
That's what I'm saying.
I
don't understand. The other thing is, I don't remember on the resolution stating that your raise was a contingent on performance and revenue. I mean, it was talked about, but, you know, they need to know if it's expected that they need to make revenue to pay their salaries, then that's a different ballgame.
Back then, from my own recollection of the whole thing, was that they were asking for a raise. We basically said, as legislators, we would consider the raise if there's some way you can generate some revenues. And they went back, and they came back with different things that they were going to charge in order to increase the revenue side to help offset the raises that they did receive.
Well, they did offset something because they got less raises in the last 6 years than the other commissioners.
No, it wasn't contingent upon that, but it was just, if they can offset it, they will.
We did offset it. Not maybe to the full dollar amount that was budgeted, because we budgeted for more. We budgeted for more than we asked our adjustment for.
And they, on the other hand, I think you went from 35 hours a week to 37 an hour.
And we just went through that. We just went through the hourly thing not that long ago, Mr. Chairman.
Believe me, no one knows better than me.
We went 37 and a half hours a week before that.
You did?
Yeah.
Tracy.
I mean, again, I wasn't here at the time. I think it's a little crazy to tie a raise to these revenues, and that's why it's important to me who suggested it, whose idea it was. Because if it was the Board of Elections,
it was my idea. I don't remember, but it was my idea.
But I just to speak to Carl, my problem with this is that no one else did get raises. You keep saying other people did get raises.
I have to interrupt because you keep calling it a raise. It has nothing to do with a raise. You weren't here. This is our salary adjustment, Tracy. We weren't even on this list. Back in that year, our salaries were so low compared to everyone else on this list, we were off the page. We asked for a salary adjustment.
Back in that year, with all due respect, back in that year, your salary was on that page because you'd be right about here.
That's where it happened. That's where it happened. That was the 37 and a half hours, right?
No,
72. Yes, we were 37 and a half hours well before that, Tracy, okay? So, yes, our salary's higher because of the higher work week. But when you look at this list, all right, and I can make you a copy if you'd like, and you compare, if you back out an hourly rate, we still drop further down because us and public transportation are the only two that are not based on 70-hour work weeks. This was a salary adjustment we asked for, folks, not a raise. Okay, so let's keep that clear. All right.
What's the difference between a salary adjustment
means that we no longer were the lowest paid department heads and paid less than the majority of deputies in Ulster
County. What is the difference between a salary adjustment and a raise?
Semantics of words.
No, it's not semantics. It's respect.
It's semantics, so it is.
All right.
Serving the county.
Tom, hold on. Time out.
All right.
No matter what you label, how you label it, it was this level and went up to this level.
Correct.
As an increase, okay?
Correct.
Whatever
you
want to raise, whatever increase it is, it was a higher amount, okay? Victor,
I'm trying to find
hold on. Vic.
I was here for the whole discussion as well, and my memory was that we were going to attempt to raise more revenue by selling the labels and the lists and the CDs. We were also committed to, if we cut the amount of money that we spent in the paper line, that's the same thing as raising revenue. And in 2011, we spent a lot of money on lists, because people would come in and they would say, I need a list of all the people who live in the city of Kingston. Okay? So we print the list. And then they'd come back and they'd say, well, but it doesn't have the voter history. So then we'd print another list. And then they'd say, well, I want the phone numbers too. And so we print another list. So my suggestion to everybody at that point was take a CD. It's got all the information on it. You can print whatever you want. And it'll only cost you $2.50 instead of 25 cents a page for 5,000 pieces of paper. But people used to walk out of our office with a paper carton full of lists, right? And then come back and say, well, they aren't the right list. You know, it doesn't have this, it doesn't have that, you know.
But I think, Vic, everybody agrees that it's much more advantageous to go to the list versus go to the paper.
If you cut expenses dramatically and you raise revenue marginally, is that any different than raising revenue to $13,000? No. Because in 2012, in the 1176 budget, we saved $180,000 off our budget. The budget was $843,048 for the 1176, and we spent totally $662,734. That's $180,314. So it's not like we're trying to spend all the money in our budget. We're being very frugal, and that's continued from 2011 when it was 173, 2010 before I got there was 199,000, and in 2013 it's about 187,000 that we saved off the budget that's listed and authorized. So we're not spending wildly, and we're managing very well. And if you're a manager and you're really doing a good job, you shouldn't be singled out and said, well, you're not going to get the 2% raise because you got a salary adjustment that brought you, or a raise that brought you up to the average of the lowest paid department head.
And, you know, I understand what you're saying. There's no question that, you know, you guys do a great job over there. You try to economize as much as possible to do what you have to do, but you have to serve the people of Ulster County. And this brings me to my point, and has been my point for a period of time. We need to have a policy from this legislative body, I don't know how, because they tell me it's not legal to do such, but to determine what it is each department has regarding hours, if it's 35 hours, 37 and a half hours, or 40 hours. And that should be our decision as a policy, not the department heads, whoever it might be, and I'm not reflected upon the Board of Elections or some other different department, but that should be our policy. And if it alters, then we alter it, not the department heads. And I'm going to be pushing that. I don't care how they say we can't do it legally because of this reason or that reason. Erica is looking into it to see how we can do it. And hopefully we can do it, because I think that presents one of the problems that we have here. You know, you go from 35 to 37 and a half to 40. Okay, who determines those hours? Okay?
I have a list of what the hours are. I don't know who determines.
But I'm just saying this is in general. I'm not trying to say you, but I mean, that's where we get involved with problems that we do have, that I see that we have as a legislative body, and that people come back and circumvent the hours to get pay raises for people. Saying that, Hector?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, you know, we're going to probably beat a dead horse 1,000 times and have old battles all over again, which that's fine by me. But we are talking about, in essence, $1,500 per each commissioner. I mean, that's what this narrow-banded conversation is right now, just in case. So, you know, we're not talking about rolling salaries back to, you know, pre-whatever, you know, time period at this point. We're talking about the $1,500 for each commissioner. And part of, at least from my own standpoint, again, as somebody who was on the committee previously and who, again, did not vote for it the first time, at this point, I just want to kind of move the discussion forward and just say, you know, look, I'm personally probably going to vote no, but it's also a thing where it's $1,500. That's what we're talking about per commissioner. That's $3,000 overall. That's what we're talking about. So just to focus this thing back in, we're not talking about rolling it back to pre-whatever 2012 levels or anything of that nature. We're talking about $1,500 per commissioner.
and just add on to that, what are we talking about hours on a weekly basis?
And I'm assuming, based off this discussion, it's 37 and a half, correct?
37 and a half.
All right, just so everybody's well aware, it's 37 and a half.
Correct.
Okay. As to what they're voting on.
Ken?
I just want to throw out there that I think that it's a dangerous precedent to set to give every management employee in the county the 2% raise and single out two individuals not to receive it. I think that it opens us up to some very serious precedent-setting issues, especially since they're not the only two people who have gotten salary adjustments or raises previous to.
Right.
I mean, there were employees in the clerk's office. There were employees in I think, through increase in hours in Elliot's office, as we all well know, and other departments as well, individually. So I think that personally it's a dangerous precedent to set.
Litigation.
Well, the thing is, I don't think that's point of contention here. I mean, that's not the feeling I'm getting. I think there were some concerns. They wanted the commissioners to come in here to answer those concerns, and that's what this meeting was about.
Okay.
Hector?
Yeah, and, you know, I'm just going to say again, you know, I already voted previous to this. I'm just being consistent in that regard. But number two, you know, at a minimum, and I'm assuming this vote will probably pass, so it's not a, you know, it's probably already done. But that said, the jump at least happened where the 4,000 happened back between the 2012 requested into the 2012 approved. So that $4,000 at least already sort of happened, you know, and that's you know, obviously I think at this point, I think we've all just kind of conceded that, and that is what it is, you know, at this point. So, all right. I don't know if anybody else wants to go chime in.
Anyone else? Tracy?
I'm not concerned about the precedent. No disrespect, and the litigation thing is not that fear mongering is not a concern either. Because I wasn't here, you know, I mean, I have concerns about how this idea was sold. I wasn't here to hear it. I think that the appropriate place for discussion is probably the next budget cycle, since we did approve it in this budget cycle, and it's here, and in the next budget cycle.
What are we discussing next budget cycle?
Salaries. Every budget cycle we discuss salaries.
We're in the same condition we are right now. I can tell you what those salaries will be probably where they are right now. So not a problem. Mary Beth.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi, Richard.
You look so adorable at the end of the table there.
Thank you.
You all right today?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Excuse us.
No, but if you sat next to me, Jeanette, I would have said the same thing, you know?
God.
Jeanette, he only sets up the Republicans. It's okay. Don't worry about it. He only sets up the Republicans.
Rich looks terrific.
Vicky, with her new hair color.
Hair color? Oh, that's right. It's a little red. Victoria, turn around. That is...
Move the previous question.
Hold on, I didn't notice that.
Move the previous question.
Does your mother know you have red hair?
I just moved previous question. Unless you have something you want.
All right. Any other concerns, questions?
Question. Are we paying for lists or not? Because every list I get, I pay for.
Yes, we are paying for a list.
Only the committeemen that carry your petitions don't pay for their walking list.
You.
Yeah, okay.
I
can.
Just very briefly, I just want to put a modicum of offense on the record about the fear mongering.
No need to.
Noted.
All right. Anything else? No. Let's have a vote on the resolution number 70. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against?
Nay.
All right. Anything else? Any new business? I didn't notice your hair, but it does look pretty good. It matches your shirt there.
This is all on
tape. I didn't say anything. I'm giving a comment. Jeanette, your hair looks nice, too.
I
see that. Tracy looked good, too. Mary Beth. All females look good. And Mr. Roberts, it's lovely to see you here.
I was going to say, because something sexual harassment apparently comes into play in that one.
All right, anything else? Any old business? Motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second, all in favor say aye. Thank you for coming.
Hector, with my move, who was the second to adjourn?
I raised my hand, but you said.
Okay. I didn't.
Okay. 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 Okay.